A Democratic committee has voted to upend the presidential nominating calendar, elevating South Carolina to the top spot and nixing the Iowa caucuses from the early window. NPR's Barbara Sprunt is at the party meeting underway here in D.C. Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
So for as long as I can remember, it's been the Iowa caucuses, the New Hampshire primary. Those two states get to go first. Everybody else has to get in line behind them. Why the change?
Well, it's an order that has been increasingly criticized in recent years, in large part because Iowa and New Hampshire have predominantly white populations, and Democrats argue the states that go first should be more demographically representative of the party. So the DNC launched a process earlier this year for states to apply to be in that early window. 16 states, plus Puerto Rico, did make formal pitches over the summer, and the committee was pretty clear about what it was looking for: competitiveness and demographic diversity.
So the new plan is, as we mentioned, South Carolina gets to go first. Iowa's not even in this first group. What does the rest of the early window look like?
Right. Well, after South Carolina will be New Hampshire and Nevada on the same day, followed by Georgia and Michigan. This is the order that President Biden had actually told the committee he wanted to see. Now, South Carolina isn't a competitive state in the general election, but in 2020, it played a key role. It was the first state with a significant black population to make their voices heard, and it actually provided Biden with a huge boost in the primary. He's spoken at length about the importance of elevating diverse voices early on in the primary. And I should add that the full DNC needs to ratify this plan early next year.
What's been the reaction so far from Iowa and New Hampshire?
Well, they're not happy with the new schedule. Representatives from the states lodged polite but firm complaints. Here's Iowa's Scott Brennan.
Democrats cannot forget about entire groups of voters in the heart of the Midwest without doing significant damage to the party for a generation.
After the news broke of Biden's plan last night, there was a lot of spicy commenting on Twitter from New Hampshire. The state party sent out a tweet saying essentially, we've survived past attempts to get rid of our first-in-the-nation status. We'll do it again. Joanne Dowdell from New Hampshire made it known at the meeting today that she agrees with Biden on the importance of diversity, but stressed there's a state law in place so that New Hampshire's primary can retain its first-in-the-nation status.
We do have a law. And we will not be breaking our law.
So that seems to set up an interesting possibility. What happens if the DNC says, look, this is the plan, get on board, and New Hampshire, for example, says, no way, we've always gone first, we're just going to go first anyway.
Right. Well, this is where it gets really tricky. If the state, New Hampshire, decides it's going to keep going first and ignore the order that the DNC has voted on today, the DNC has said that it will take actions that would decrease the power of that state's delegates at the convention, which it's a major blow to the state party for that to happen. I spoke with Tom Perez, a former chair of the DNC, a few days ago about this potential scenario, and here's what he said.
If a state decides the heck with what the DNC did and said, they do that at their peril.
And this has happened before. The DNC refused to seat half the delegates from Michigan in 2008 after it moved up its primary without authorization. And the committee today said not only would states that don't comply with the rules lose delegate power, but the committee also strengthened the rules this cycle so that any candidates are precluded from campaigning in any state that goes outside the voting window approved by the DNC.
That is NPR's Barbara Sprunt. Thanks so much, Barbara.
Thank you.